This work has been done by a visiting student from China who stayed in my lab last year, and another undergrad student. So unfortunately, they both are not here today, and I'm presenting on their behalf. Very, very proud of both of them, as I'm proud of my other students sitting in the back of this room. I just want to start, just set the stage by explaining a little bit background why we ended up doing this type of research. There are a few large-scale indoor farming facilities in India and in Midwest. But what's happening in the last 3-4 years is we are seeing emergence of really small-scale mom-and-pop type businesses. These people have very few resources. They're not technologically savvy. But they have maybe a facility available, maybe a basement or a barn or a room or a house that they are not using, really cheap real estate, and they want to convert into some sort of a commercial business. They want to make some year-round income. That's the key word, year-round income. And so I have a large extension component, and I almost get one phone call on a weekly basis. They give a call, they come and see us, and one of the major questions they're asking is this profitable? Can we make money? We know in academics we do a lot of research, a lot of wavelengths. We test light composition, intensities. But broadly, they know only three types of lighting. There is this office lighting. That's what they call the basic T8 lighting. And they use that simply because it's inexpensive. You can just spend $100 on a fixture and just can produce crop. And then more recently, we have some real good LED lighting that are either full spectrum or red and blue. And this is the information they have. And what they are really looking for is it economical and what type of lighting should be using? And so I get these questions a lot, and we set to answer this. So we put a proposal to Indiana State Department of Agriculture, and we obtained a specialty crop block grant. And today's talk, there are two parts to it. One, I'm going to show you some simple economics. Are they profitable? And most important, I'm going to compare some commercially available lighting fixtures and show you which ones probably are more profitable. But then the scientist in me always wants to ask this question, why are there differences? So I'm going to really try and also explain why some of these commercial fixtures are different. The research I'm going to show is slightly different to the things that you most often see. These are different fixtures, so they have different intensities. They have different light compositions. So I try to do best normalizing all of this to show some consistent findings. So please bear with me. With that, I put this equation up front. We're going to look at this equation again, but I know that I'm going to get most of your attention in the first few slides. I just want to make sure that you see this. This is the most important slide, and if you look at this equation, we're all very familiar with the term energy use efficiency. From commercial standpoint, it is the mass of lettuce or a produce that a grower can produce for every kilowatt hour of energy they use. It's the crop per dollar that you spend on it. And this is the most important thing the growers are interested in. And then you can take the term and you can split it into two components. And most of you are familiar with photon efficiency. Several of the talks were focused on that. Photon efficiency is moles of light per kilowatt hour of energy used in producing that light, multiplied by light use efficiency, which is grams of produce divided by a mole of light. If you look at this equation, this is very interesting to me. The first component, photon efficiency, is pretty much driven by engineering technology, right? That's what companies claim. They wanted to keep that number high. But then the other term, light use efficiency, is all plant biology. So energy use efficiency is determined by both engineering technology and plant biology. That's key to know, okay? So keep that equation in mind, and we'll come back when we look at these light fixtures again. Little bit more introduction. On an average in these indoor production facilities, we know that they use about lighting for about 16 hours, and some of them just turn on the lights 24 hours. And there's a reason for that. When you put an investment on lighting fixture, like about $200, $300 per square meter, and especially in Midwest, our energy costs are like 8 cents per kilowatt hour to 10 cents, it's most logical to just turn the lights on for 24 hours because it's so cheap there and get maximum out of it. We actually harvest our crop, lettuce crop, in 17 days. And so that's how and the way we do that is we just turn on for 24 hours. We already invested big on the fixed costs, and let's use it to the maximum. That's the logic we use. And then if you look at the energy costs, total operational costs, there's some data that shows that electrical energy costs at almost 25 to 30%, and the numbers can be much higher in some situations. 25 to 30% is the total operational cost. And so here I'm showing you three light, commonly used lighting fixtures. This is what our growers really want to use. This is either a T8, and in this case it is an LED, kind of fine-tuned to look like a cool white. And there is a full spectrum in red and blue, and I mentioned about that. Those are the three main things that our growers are aware of. And the reason why they are mainly interested in that T8 type fixture is because of the cost. It's literally half the price compared to other fixtures. And other fixtures, and thank you to Fluence, I'm pretty sure Andy is here, really appreciate their support. But we looked at the Fluence lighting, and that is about nearly 2 to 3 times higher. So for this particular study, we wanted to make sure that their power consumption is very similar, the prices differ, but then the electrical energy consumption is pretty similar. So we want to look at, is there any difference in the way plants respond to this, and how does that affect energy use efficiency? So we set up a sort of like close to commercial scale vertical farm at Purdue. It's a 12-shelf unit. Each shelf has 4 sub-levels, and we can try different lighting treatments within each level. It's about 2 feet by 4 feet in size, and we can grow up to 36 to 40 plants within each level. And all these nutrient treatments receive, I'm sorry, all these lighting treatments receive the same nutrient solution. So we want to take away that effect of confounding effect of nutrient solution level on lettuce growth. So in this particular trial, we used 3 lighting treatments, 4 lettuce varieties, a green leaf, a red leaf variety, and there was a romaine, and also there was a Boston variety. And plants were grown for 23 days under 24-hour lighting, non-stop lighting. Most of the time, they received about 22 degrees. They were exposed to 20 degrees Celsius, but there were a few days the numbers were a little higher. But we took care of mixing the air with small ventilators to make sure that the temperature was not a factor. We measured that, but on an average, we didn't see any difference. There were 12 replications. We just wanted to do a slightly high-power study. There was 12 replications, 3 light treatments. There are 4 varieties, and there were 4 plants. We harvested plants from the center of each trial just to make sure that we get uniform data. So we ended up with a lot of plant material. Some more information on the light characteristics. If you look at those 3 types, the full spectrum, the red and blue, and then the T8s on the end, things that strike out are in the Fluence red and blue, obviously have more red and fairly less blue in other colors. Whereas in other 2 fixtures, there is a lot of green and also significantly higher amount of blue, but slightly lower amount of red light. And so here are some of the results. And it's, again, another unexpected result from lettuce. So if you look at this this picture, the 4 lettuce varieties are shown on this side, and then the 3 light treatments on the top. And this is a very representative picture. I've carefully picked up the responses, the picture that to reflect the responses. And what we are seeing is that the red and blue light, that's where we saw the maximum growth. On both sides of that, you have a full spectrum and also the T8 light. If you go back and focus your attention on the DLI, it was very surprising to me. The red and blue, actually about 20 moles, the Fluence full spectrum at 25 moles, whereas the T8 was close to 37 moles. And my physiology 101, more light, more growth, but that's not what we are seeing here. We saw actually maximum growth in the red and blue. So that the energy use efficiency was really high. And this response repeated from replication to replication to replication. We saw this again in another trial. And so there's something going on here. So from the recommendation standpoint, this works. We can recommend to our growers that go for this type of lighting, turn on the lights for 24 hours. You may harvest your crop in 17 days. But I was interested to understand what's going on with these fixtures. The range of treatments I have here, and again, these are the numbers, the least square means and the two-key separation, significant effects of the Fluence red and blue across all the varieties except for the romaine. But we will move on and try to figure out why this is happening. And so what we did was we asked ourselves this question: if Red and Blue is going to be profitable, but then it's about $400 per meter square compared to a T8, which is close to $160. How many years will it take to get the return on their investment? And we calculated within 3.5 years, growers can actually get the return on the investment. After that, it's probably going to be more profitable. So that's a crucial piece of information for our growers. But then from the science point of view, I really want to understand what's going on with this Red and Blue. In the previous study, there were 3 treatments, but those treatments were not enough to create the variability that was we really needed to do the type of regression analysis. So we conducted another study. We added on a few more commercial fixtures, and these are the 4 lighting treatments I'm going to use to describe what's happening with these light composition. We have Fluence, again, full spectrum, is a total grow, kind of reddish, but there's more red, but it's also closer to the Philips. The Philips green power is a monochromatic red and blue light, and then we have the Lithonia T8 fluorescent lights. These are the cheapest ones. Spectral responses for the 4 treatments. Again, you can see that there's a lot of red in the green power Philips, but then there's more blues in the total grow T8s and also in the Fluence model. So keep this equation in mind. We are trying to figure out why the red and blue has really high energy use efficiency. And so the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to compartmentalize the data between photon efficiency, light use efficiency, which of those 2 compartments really affected energy use efficiency. And here's the data, very clear. We didn't see any relationship between photon efficiency and energy use efficiency. But on the other hand, we saw a near linear relationship between light use efficiency and energy use efficiency. It's surprising that the commercial companies use this number, but it looks like plant biology dominates the energy use efficiency more than the engineering technology here. And there are some reasons for that. You look at the light use efficiency, as the percentage blue was increasing, light use efficiency was significantly decreasing in a curvilinear fashion. More interestingly, as the blue was increasing, we saw the leaf growth rate going down. But that was slightly a different turn when the red was increasing. So the plants were putting more leaves. The leaf area was growing faster when there was more light. And with the blue, there was more blue in the commercial fixtures. The leaf growth rate was going down. Again, an unexpected result from a previous trial. One more result. The leaf growth rate is linearly related to light use efficiency. And this is crucial. Photosynthesis is very important. Please don't get me wrong. I myself claim photosynthesis biologist. But I think what is more important is light interception. The lettuce crop, especially under these high-energy artificial lighting, should put the canopy. The canopy should grow faster, intercept all of that light. And that's when you start seeing faster growth rates and bigger biomass accumulation. And another interesting thing we saw with these commercial fixtures was as the green light was increasing, the red light was, intensity of red light was going down. And that has to do with the way the phosphor-induced, as you know, lighting will work. But bottom line, I'm going to just quickly summarize all these things. What we are seeing is that when we put all these commercial fixtures, which differ in a range of light composition, light intensities, and kind of normalize the data, it appears that at least for lettuce, and this could be very specific to lettuce, having red and blue spectrum with about 10 to 15% of blue and most of the remaining red appears to be the best way. And we've seen that many, many times. And as the blue is increasing, the leaf growth is going down. In other words, the light interception is going down, and that's affecting the total biomass production. If you want to grow crops faster, it's probably better to have more of the red light than green or blue. And I'll stop there. If there are any questions, I can answer them.
Great presentation.
Appreciate it.
I'm just wondering about the quality of the lettuce that you harvested. Was there any difference in the composition or the palatability?
Yeah, it's a good question, Raj. We are looking at the quality. We're looking at the nutrient aspects. But then if you look at this picture, the weights are about close to 100 grams per plant. And that's I'm talking now approximately a pound per square foot, and that's what you normally expect in this indoor production. But then you also look at the picture. The plants are very healthy, fresh, compact, fast growth. So we didn't see any morphological differences, but we are looking at those aspects as well. Two questions. We'll start there and we'll get to you also, if there is time. Absolutely. The SR6.
And SR6 is an LED?
It's an LED, but closer to cool white.
Okay. So at these DLIs, do you think maybe you're having photo inhibition, or that you're exceeding and getting some negative growth effects?
Good question. And we asked this question ourselves. But I'll mention this. These varieties are grown in California at 60 moles per meter square per day, and there's no photo inhibition at the time. So I don't think that is the case. We were very cautious about temperature. We thought temperature could be a bigger deal, but we took care of that. I think, and again, this needs further investigation. There are a lot of research, the people who conduct research on light composition, but I'm thinking that the more the green light, or the more the blue light, the latest production, just the leaf production, is going to go down. And I think for photosynthesis, there's a little bit of blue and most of the red appears to be best, at least for lettuce. I do not think, to answer your question, I do not think there is any photo inhibition. If there is photo inhibition, we would see much more differences.